SBS 电台广东话节目。
系啦，各位，咁由于山火季节将近啦，咁我就揾到咧，就系我就邀请到 CFA 嘅山火管理社区协调员 Fiona Macken， 咁咧就同我哋讲下咧，究竟我哋点样样咧可以即系避免受到山火嘅灾害嘅。咁啊，既然佢系 CFA 嘅协调员啦，咁我哋不如就讲下啦，咁啊点样防火嘅？咁啊，首先咧，想佢界定乜嘢系高危地区。
That's a great question, Aaron. And there's actually quite a lot of high-risk areas around Victoria and indeed around Australia. Some of the more obvious ones would include highly vegetated areas like...
是的，那Fiona就说呢，高危地区其实在维州甚至在澳洲都是包括一些比较多植物的地区，例如是 bushland, 一些丛林，一些森林，咁啊，仲有咧就系一啲喺市区嘅草地啊，咁咧亦都系喺沿海吓沿岸嘅地区咧，有阵时候咧都好多系即系植物嘅，咁啊呢一啲都系高危地区嚟嘅，系啦。咁啊，想问一问阿 Fiona 咧，究竟吓喺过去咧喺山火之中咧吓受损同埋咧，譬如话人命损失嘅情况系点？
In the last 12 months, obviously we saw the Bunyip fires down in Gippsland, which devastated a large amount of land. I guess some of the fires that would be prominent in people's minds would include the 2009 Black Saturday.
咁啊 ，Fiona 就话咧，咁喺过去十二个月啦，咁啊，其实咧喺 Gippsland 嘅阿宾叶嗰度咧，亦都系发生过大火嘅。咁啊，至于咧，如果大家可能仲记忆犹新嘅咧，就系呢个 Black Saturday 黑色星期六嗰次大火咧，就有173人是丧生的。咁仲有1983年的 Ashwin 大火同埋1997年的 Linton 大火。咁当然啦，咁上个星期呢一个新州同埋昆州啦都系发生咗大火嘅。咁丛林大火燃烧得好厉害啦，同埋呢夺去咗都系几条性命嘅。咁就嚟就山火季节啦，夏天。喺山火季节发生之前啦，咁我哋即係如果住喺一啲高危地区嘅听众朋友啦，究竟可以做一啲咩防备工作呢？有啲咩要注意嘅呢？
That's a really good question, Aaron. And there's lots of things that we can do to help keep ourselves safe as we come into the summer.Not all of them are hard work, so people can undertake some really simple things to help stay safe. So one of the most important things that people can do is install the Vic Emergency app on their smart device, whether it's a smartphone or an iPad.
Fiona 话咧，咁啊，即系夏天就快到啦，其实咧大家可以做一啲嘢咧，就系预防呢一个即系山火嚟到侵害大家嘅。咁佢话咧有好多嘢其实都好简单，唔系话好难嘅啫。譬如话第一个咧就系喺你嘅手机度啦，安装一个叫做 Vic Emergency 呢一个手机应用程式，咁咧仲可以咧就输入你哋自己，譬如话所住地区嘅一啲资料啦，咁啊会可以咧就系成立一个 Watch Zone。即是一个自己监察的范围。如果大家有紧急事故的时候，你这个手机应用程式就会向你发出一些讯息，让大家知道究竟这个情况有多严峻。大家知道的情况是非常重要的。So Fiona, what's the second thing that we should do?
One of the next most important things that people can do, Aaron, is they can create a plan. So this is a plan that involves everybody in the household, and there should be a trigger. So people need to understand what the fire danger ratings are.
Fiona 就话咧，咁啊，其实大家咧需要制造一个咧计划。咁啊，譬如话咧，就究竟系几时吓，咁啊需要离开咧，咁啊屋企人啦吓，咁啊要注意啦。咁啊，譬如话咧，如果大家住喺啲高危地区嘅话咧，咁啊 CFA 咧就会系发出一啲警告信息嘅。咁佢就话咧，如果即系山火啦吓，都几严重下嘅时候咧，咁大家咧可以系早少少选择系离开嘅。譬如话咧，早一晚啦。如果唔係早一晚離開到咧，就最好喺朝頭早十點鐘之前咧就離開嘅。係咁，我想問一問阿 Fiona 啦，究竟點解朝頭早十點鐘咧都係一個分水嶺咧？
Having looked at historical data over the last few decades, it's been shown that before 10 a.m., there's virtually no fatalities due to a bushfire.
Fiona 就话咧，点解要十点钟之前咧？佢话根据过去嗰啲记录啦，咁啊，基本上咧，如果啲人喺十点钟之前啊，朝头早十点之前离开嘅话咧，就冇发生过死亡嘅。咁佢话咧，原因咧就可能同个天气有关啦，譬如话咧，啲山火仲未发生啦，或者系天气较为凉啦。 啦，或者较为潮湿。咁如果咧喺十点钟之后先至离开嘅话咧，可能啦天气已经比较热啦，同埋干燥啦，咁所以咧个危险性系比较大嘅。咁究竟第三个有啲咩嘢我哋要注意嘅咧，或者唔应该做或者要做嘅咧？
When you're thinking about preparing for fire and you're thinking about a plan, you need to think about things like where am I going.
咁啊 ，Fiona 就话咧，要即系计划呢个 plan 吓，要做呢个计划嘅时候咧，有几点要考虑嘅。咁啊，第一咧就话，究竟我哋去边一度咧，先至会系安全一啲咧？嗱，第二咧就系我哋去一个地方啦吓，咁啊，究竟要同边一个人讲我哋去边一度咧？第三就是呢，如果我们离开的话呢，究竟要带些什么物件，那我们可以即是度过这么多日呢？是啦，咁至于呢就是一些草地的山火是怎样呢？其实很多人即是周围呢都是很多草地的，即是自己住所附近，那有些什么要注意呢？
Great question, Aaron. So it's really important if people live in the vicinity of grass fire, and in particular if their property is next to the grassland, that in the event of a fire, they don't get in their car and try and evacuate the area by car.
Fiona 就话咧，如果大家真系住喺啲草地附近啊，又系发生山火嘅话咧，咁大家要小心啦，唔好第一时间咧跳落个车嗰度，谂住咧可以离开，因为咧如果大家跳落个车度啦，因为啲烟咧都几浓下嘅，咁大家未必睇到前路啦吓，咁可能会撞车都唔出奇嘅。咁佢嘅建议就系话咧，如果真系自己屋企附近的草地着火咧，就喺自己嘅住所嗰度咧，远离呢个火警发生嘅现场咧，退后两三条街，然之后咧揾一啲地方咧就躲避嘅。咁佢话咧咁样做咧就比大家跳喺个车度谂住揸走咧就安全得多嘅。系啦 ，Fiona， 咁我有个问题想即系知道啦。咁究竟咧啲市民大众咧几时先知道咧，大家唔可以再守护自己嘅家园啦，要逃离家园啦，避开火警咧？
That's a good question. Now, in general, if the fire is already impacting where you live, it may well be too late to leave. And that's because the conditions in the environment make it too dangerous to leave. And so part of planning is around having an option to stay and shelter at home.
咁啊 ，Fiona 就话咧，咁啊，通常发生火警啦吓，咁啊，大家谂住要离开嘅时候咧，都可能太迟噶啦，因为咧个情况啦，可能几严重下，几严峻下，大家未必系即系适合离开嘅。咁大家应该咧就有啲选择啦。咁即系要留低嘅时候咧，要做啲咩嘢？譬如话大家嘅 emergency app 啦，一个系紧急情况嘅手机应用程式啦。咁可能会发出一啲警告，一啲 warning， 咁就话俾大家知几时要撤离嘅。不过咧就冇 guarantee 吓，即系冇咧呢个保证，大家一定收到呢啲咁嘅警告嘅。
In the lead up to summer, it's important that people prepare their properties. They clean up around.
例如话咧，喺夏天呢一个山火季节未来临之前啊，咁其实大家可以咧喺家园嗰度咧做一啲准备功夫噶。譬如话咧，要将间屋啦吓附近咧就清理得干干净净啦吓，就唔好咁多杂草啊，或者咁多系即系其他嘅物品、易燃物品啊，或者系阻住条通道噶啦。咁另外咧，譬如话自己屋檐嗰度啦吓，咁要将啲树叶啦吓，咁整干净啦。仲有咧就系如果大家系可以为自己家人吓准备一啲咧就系防火嘅衣物啦吓，咁起码咧到火警发生嘅时候咧都可以有啲防火嘅衣物。
I think one of the other things that people can do is they can look for additional information. I've only touched on a very small amount of information today. So through the CFA website, there's a lot more
information. Fiona 就话咧，今日咧佢所提嘅咧就唔系话即系好详尽吓。如果大家想要一啲详尽嘅资料咧，可以上佢哋嘅 CFA 嘅网页咧去查询嘅。CFA 个网址就系 www.cfa.vic.gov.au 嘅，喺个网页度咧有唔同嘅语言啦，包括系简体嘅中文同埋繁体嘅中文所写成嘅一啲资料嘅。咁 Fiona， 因为 CFA 咧就系一个即系维州嘅组织啦。咁其实你头先讲嘅资料咧，放诸喺澳洲其他州份咧，系咪都系适用嘅咧？系咪当地都有自己唔同嘅防火组织嘅咧
？Absolutely. So every state and territory in Australia has a similar organisation to the CFA here in Victoria. So for example, in New South Wales, there's the Rural Fire Service, the RFS. In South Australia, there's the Country Fire Service.
Fiona 就话咧 ，CFA 就系维州嘅组织啦。防火组织啦， 咁其实咧喺澳洲唔同嘅州份或者领地咧，都有佢哋所属嘅组织嘅。譬如话喺新州啦，就有呢一个 RFS 嘅。南澳咧就有 Country Fire Service CFS。咁大家咧就佢哋嘅网页嗰度咧就查询嗰啲资料，咁就最安全噶啦。好 ，Fiona， 咁今日咧我哋讲咗好多资料啦，唔知最后咧你有冇其他嘢要补充咧
？I think the most important thing that the community do is stay informed. So they need to take action. They need to make sure they're receiving information and warnings, and making sure that they take action when they need to. It's very easy for
Fiona 就话咧，咁最重要嘅忠告咧就系要即系注意啲消息啦吓，咁留意最新嘅消息，同埋咧消息嚟咗啦，咁如果大家要行动嘅话咧，就采取行动。咁大家咧要对啲资讯啦，同埋啲警告啦，就特别留心吓，记住要采取行动。佢话好多人咧都即系有啲心存侥幸啦，譬如话啲火警点会发生在我身上啊，但很多时候呢有些事真的大家是讲不埋的，那么他希望大家呢就是注意了。 So Fiona, thank you very much for informing us so that we can stay safe during the bushfire season.
Absolutely, Aaron, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you today.
想收听更多的节目内容，使用 Apple Podcast、Google Podcast、Spotify 或是其他 Podcast 应用程式继续收听。